Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Nonprofit groups, First Nations, and other community organizations are encouraged to apply to the United Way Northumberland for grants to increase school food production. Projects considered for the School Food Infrastructure Fund include enhancing access to food, increasing food production, equipment, and storage. United Way Northumberland Executive Director Alicia Van Dyne says this program is to ensure students are properly nourished for the classroom.
We're really excited about this new funding opportunity. The Student Food Infrastructure Grant Program is meant for anyone who is doing any nutrition programs within their school. And I think of breakfast clubs or after-school programming, things where there is an element of nutrition. And this fund is set up to help build capacity. And in that capacity, we're asking organizations to take a look at their infrastructure needs.
And so just define infrastructure, you're talking like fridges, stoves, kitchen equipment. Ooh.
So eligible costs fall into a few different categories. There's a food production category, which could be that they maybe want to establish a community garden within the school. It could be anything related to transforming or processing or the preparation of food. So that's any type of essential cooking equipment. You know, think of, as you mentioned, ovens, steamers, small kitchen appliances, any washing equipment. The other category is refrigeration and storage of food. So obviously freezers, any type of storage racks, and transportation, of course, too. So there's a little bit of something in there for everyone, depending on what the need is within their school environment.
Now, how do you see this benefiting schools in terms of not only food, but I guess knowledge or education of food?
You know, I think everyone can agree that children learn better when they have nutrition and certainly help them to perform better. You know, and for some students who may be living in a home that's struggling, it may be an opportunity for them to just provide that little bit of extra. And I think that that's the wonderful thing about any of the school nutrition programs that are happening. It's about access, and it's open to everyone.
So why is the United Way getting involved in this program?
So the United Way has a long tradition of relating to programs within food security, and it really ties into our Northumberland Eats 2.0 program. Initially, the United Way got involved in a voucher program, and as COVID relief funding ended, there was a will, and certainly we saw a need for more food security programs, and we adapted that program to be into this micro-grant stage. So over the last few months, we were able to provide not only some small grants to local food banks, but also to folks who were working in the communal meal program. Could be through a church, it could be through a local organization. We placed dollars across Northumberland County. So the movement into student nutrition program is really about increasing Northumberland needs and our approach in our food insecurity policies.
So what research, I guess, have you conducted or indicates that this program is needed in Northumberland?
You know, a lot of our schools have aging infrastructure. And as part of our research with Community Matters, student nutrition needs were identified by our local community members as an area of interest that they wanted the United Way to be a part of.
So then how do I apply if I'm interested in, what's the deadline?
The deadline is March the 19th. Our portal is open on our website under the community funding envelope on our page. If you go to what we do, and it'll be listing as a funding programs, it's listed right at the top of that funding page. There is a portal to click on. There's also a full eligibility requirements that are there to be able to apply, and a guide to help every organization that would like to apply for those dollars. You know, we're really excited about this. It's the first time that we have worked together with other United Ways. There will be spreading some dollars across the province in very rural and remote areas. We're very excited to be working together with our sister agencies to do great work in our communities. And I just would also like to point out that any of the grant applications that are made in Northumberland County, decisions are made here in Northumberland. So although we are working together, all decisions are made locally.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.